I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstead. This week's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast Weekend Edition is going to focus on the topic of self-sabotage. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about self-sabotage and relationships. The only constant in the entire universe is change. Everything in the universe is energy, and it is always undergoing change. So everything keeps changing and evolving, growing and expanding. We are no different. Like everything else in the universe, we are energy manifested into matter, and we are hardwired to change and evolve. However, we've been programmed by our tribes to not change. Look no further than our own bodies for evidence of this. Our physical selves, on a cellular level, are constantly undergoing change. Almost every cell in our body replaces itself with new cells. This is how, for instance, when we cut ourselves, the body begins healing itself by replacing the damaged cells with healthy cells, almost magically stitching itself back together. And before long, the cut is gone and it appears as if we never cut ourselves to begin with. Same with broken bones, disease, and other physical problems that reverse themselves. The body is hardwired for change. It's why the body can become weak and fat, but also become strong and healthy. Change is inevitable. So if we are hardwired for change, why are we so resistant to it? Our tribal programming conditions us to not change. Not for our own good, but for the good of the tribe. So we grow up with these faulty beliefs to not desire change, but to desire comfort and security. Because the body supports the mind, when our mindset is such that we desire to stay where we are at, the body will then support that. So we remain ill or fat or whatever our mind is locked into believing about ourselves. But this is how we sabotage ourselves. The programming is so strong, keeping us locked in our cages of comfort, that any attempt to change is met with the resistance to it. We try to change, and as we do so, our ego, out of its programming, will do anything it can to undermine or sabotage our attempt to do so. That's why we snap back into bad habits and old ways that keep us comfortable. We keep doing that same thing in the same way that we've always done it, whether the change is good for us or not. The definition of sabotage is deliberately destroying, damaging, or obstructing something. Well, let's look at how we sabotage ourselves. If we knew the end result of anything we attempt to do and could see in advance what would happen and knew for a fact it would result in something positive and good for us, would we sabotage our efforts? Most likely not. Yet, we continually sabotage ourselves because we fear the unknown. We deliberately destroy, damage, or obstruct our attempt. We are also hardwired for success. It is a built-in condition we are born with. For thousands of years, we have had to be successful at finding food, water, and shelter in order to survive. Now, as we evolved, what we strive to succeed at has also evolved. So we no longer wish to merely be successful at surviving, but also to succeed at thriving in growth and expansion. This is how we evolve. But in our fear of the unknown, sometimes we can even be driven to succeed at failure. Our ego will subconsciously sabotage us to keep us locked into the cage of comfort. This is when it will proclaim, "See, I knew we couldn't do it. Yay, we failed." An ego views staying in our comfort zone as success. Of course, this is all playing out in our subconscious, leaving us completely unaware. The ego doesn't want success, but relief. We attempt to succeed at careers that fulfill our purpose, but due to our programming, we all too often sabotage our attempt to do so. The ego will rationalize and justify why we should be satisfied with that job or career that plays it safe. That is the biggest reason for people not pursuing what they were born to do. We've been programmed that you can't follow your dreams and be successful. It's better to just be employed and play it safe. But once we start self-authoring our life, we may start businesses to become self-employed in an area that actually serves our purpose. But then that business falls apart. Why? Because we sabotage our success in this new business we started only because the ego wants to be safe and secure in the comfort zone. It's just fear of the unknown. The not knowing what success might mean if we actually achieve it. We desire change. It's how we're wired. But along with the desire to change, we are also equally afraid of what that change will mean to our life. So giving up is what sabotages us. See, failure is a known experience. Success is an unknown. So failure is more comfortable as it's just staying with the familiar. We don't know what success means or where it will take us, and so we experience fear, worry, doubt, and anxiety about it. This is why we sabotage our chances at success. It alleviates our fear of the unknown. We're not afraid of failure as much as we are afraid of success. We've been programmed to be the saboteurs of our own life. We are masters at blaming others. Nowhere does this reveal itself more than in our relationships. First, there is the relationship with our own self, where we are constantly dueling with our inner voice, the ego, about everything. It is the ego that will not allow us to accept responsibility for our own life. It is the ego who points out our flaws with regularity. We look in the mirror and the ego tells us that we're not enough. We don't look good enough, our face isn't attractive enough, our hair isn't stylish enough, our body is too fat or too thin or too tall or too short. The reflection in the mirror is just an illusory perception of ourself. The ego uses this reflection to find all our flaws and weaknesses to sabotage ourselves. The ego is always comparing this reflection with its programming of what is believed to be the ideal perfect person, telling us where we fall short. Every aspect of our being that doesn't measure up creates a void that needs to be filled. When we don't fill it ourselves, we attempt to find another to do it for us. This creates the expectations we have of others. Expectations are the greatest weapon of the saboteur. The ego will yield this weapon in every single relationship we have. And just as it sabotages ourself, it will attempt to do that with every single one of our relationships. True, real love is unconditional. But expectations create the conditions under which we will express this love, either for ourselves or others. Thus, the love we express or withhold is based on these conditions being met. If we were to look into the proverbial mirror and find ourselves unattractive, either in appearance or our inner qualities, we aren't meeting our expectation of what we perceive as attractive, and then we will unconsciously seek out anyone who finds us attractive. What this does is create expectations and place conditions on others, setting us up for unhealthy relationships. We will now expect them to love us because they fill that void within us. We make them feel obligated to do so. Anytime our expectations are not met, we will sabotage the relationship with another person. Almost all of this takes place without our awareness, as the ego does this subconsciously. We don't realize that what we're looking for in others is exactly what we find fault with in ourselves. We are born as beings of energy, perfectly balanced in yin-yang harmony. It is in our nature to seek balance and harmony. So anything that makes us feel out of balance in yin causes us to seek yang in equal measure from someone else. We are always attracted to those who we will find balance with. The ideal, of course, is to balance ourselves within first, because in this balance there is nothing of need to seek in another. In healthy relationships, when we are balanced, we will seek others who are also balanced. But when we are not balanced within, we look to the external for someone who will help us maintain our balance. This gets to the deeper self, where this other person is filling more subtle voids within our own being. This has nothing to do with the superficial reflection in the mirror, but the self-reflection within. We have spent years developing our own sense of self-worth and self-love via judgment and self-sabotage. So any aspect of our being that we perceive to be lacking is what we unfairly seek in others to fill. We might lack confidence, but the other person might make us feel confident. We can feel anxiety, and the other makes us feel calm. We might worry too much, and the other assures us. We might have irrational fears, and the other makes us less afraid. We may think ourselves as unattractive, but the other finds us attractive. Know that whatever we don't love about ourselves is exactly what we look for in another. Why wouldn't we love being around them? It doesn't even matter that in almost every other way this person may even be bad for us. They complete us, and so we feel artificially balanced. If we take no responsibility for our own balance within and rely on another to balance us, anytime they fail to keep us in balance, we will now blame them for how we feel. Because we perceive the problem lies in them, we then will look for someone else to feel balanced. This is when we sabotage our current relationship by looking for someone else to replace them, with the idea that the grass is always greener on the other side. We fail to understand that the grass only stays green where we water and care for it. So we must care for our own lawn first. We've been programmed to seek someone else to care for it instead. So when it becomes dry and brown, it must be the other's fault, not ours. We're always seeking love from another to fill the love we lack for ourselves. If we aren't engaging in self-sabotage, we'll sabotage our relationships with others. The real key to all our relationships, then, is self-care. We need to be selfish enough to start examining those parts of ourselves we've self-sabotaged all these years and stop expecting others to do this for us. This is what personal growth is all about. When we learn to love ourselves just as we are, without the expectation or perception of not meeting others' expectations of us, only then can we start creating and building healthy relationships with others. When we stop needing others to feel great about ourselves, in fully loving ourselves, we can begin seeing ourselves in them, looking for qualities in others that reflect the qualities we now see in ourselves. When we fully love ourselves just as we are, without having any expectation for another, this is when we can fully love another, because we will no longer have any conditions placed on them either. This is true unconditional love, and there is nothing more beautiful and attractive than that. When you love yourself completely, the most amazing thing happens. You experience unconditional love. And unconditional love removes judgment. You stop judging yourself, and then you stop judging others. Without judgment, expectations disappear, and then you stop sabotaging yourself. And then you stop sabotaging your other relationships. This is where real love exists. You are free to fully love another. No expectations of them. It is pure love that you feel for another. Imagine if you were love itself. If only you believed that. The thoughts you would have. The actions you would take. The way you would treat yourself and others. The things and people you would attract, what you could become, and the life you would have, if only you would remember who you are. You are love itself. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay in the